Take that, Thor. Fool! Hammer right back. For 1d4 points. That's it. I'm gonna follow her following him.
I'm gonna follow him following her following him.
I could use my fist to make your face look more freaky.
roll me a persuasion check.
God, I hate you so much.
Chapter 10, A Fact-Finding Mission.
Okay, well, first things first, you'll notice a distinct improvement in the quality of the podcast, everybody. We've actually added a second microphone to the table, so no longer will we have someone acres and acres away from the microphones, as near as you can tell by the audio quality.
Read me.
Anyway, so let's get this whole thing started. So at the end of the last episode, you guys had just finished off a couple of wild boars, both in the combat sense and also in the edible sense. And you guys were sitting around the campfire with Llewellyn. And he was trying to convince you to help him storm the castle and depose his cousin, the Baroness, who apparently is having a reign of terror around town. And you guys had almost decided to do that, but you decided at the end that you really needed to go see for yourself before you committed. And it's the next day. However, a couple of things have happened. You guys all leveled up to level 3. So let's go around the table, and why don't you tell us what you have done with your characters. So, who wants to start off?
I'll start off.
Okay. So
I am Grunval, the multi-classed character. I am first level fighter and now second level cleric. In this edition, when you still go off the same experience table as every class, but when you level, you have to choose between your multi-classes of who gets that particular level. So in this case, I went with the cleric, so that I could pick up its ability of Channel Divinity, which means I can now, once per long rest, turn undead. But I can also use a secondary part of that, which is Preserve Life, to cast another healing spell if necessary for my group. I rolled a d8 for hit points, because that's what the clerics get, and I unlocked another spell slot, which gives me now 3 spell slots.
Okay. And Matt, why don't you tell us about Nuan?
So, Nuan that evening had been carrying a set of scrolls, one each describing a tradition he might follow. He looked at one, actually had them spread out on the ground before him as he was meditating, and two of the scrolls, for some reason, burned up, much like thin paper that just turns to ash and blows into the wind, leaving a single scroll that, when open, revealed that I would study the Way of the Open Hand.
Ah, and tell us about the Way of the Open Hand.
Open Hand gives you resilience. Now I, if leveraging off my flurry of blows with and using my key points, I can do things such as knock an opponent prone or knock them away or inhibit their reactions. The scroll hints that at some future skill level, I might be able to establish rhythms in the bodies of creatures that I might cause them to die at my whim, but I haven't learned that yet.
Nice. And actually, why don't we skip around to Adri?
All right.
So why don't you tell us about what Adri did?
Well, since he went first, he was able to explain that whole scrolly bit. Essentially, the same thing happened to Adri. However, the one that did not blow away was the scroll that showed she would follow the Way of the Shadow, which it's more about stealth and subterfuge than quivering palms, I suppose. So now what I'm able to do at third level is I can duplicate the effect of certain spells, namely Darkness, Pass Without a Trace, or Silence, and I have an additional cantrip, which is Minor Illusion. And there's something else that I was going to say, and I just completely lost it. Oh, and I get another key point. And the weapons. Something we realized on Monks that is entirely Matt's fault for not telling me this, but equally I am to blame for believing him. But
barely a large bus-shaped chariot came rolling by.
Did you say a butt-shaped chariot?
Bust.
Oh, bust.
So if you use Monks can do a secondary attack. It's a bonus action for an unarmed strike after using a monk weapon, or the first strike being an unarmed strike. But if you use a monk weapon first, and then you do an unarmed strike as a bonus action, you're supposed to use the monk weapon as a d4 for damage, and we were doing it as the weapon's d6 or d8 or whatever the weapon actually has for damage roll, and we were wrong. And
so basically, by using the martial weapon with the bonus attack, it takes away the weapon's natural damage.
Yes, and
reduces it
to
a d4.
Yes.
Okay, well, glad we got that straight.
And there's one last thing that the monks get that I forgot was we can deflect missiles that have been shot at us.
Yes.
With the key point, right?
No, that's a reaction.
Ooh, cool.
So you can reduce damage by 1d10 plus your dex modifier plus level. And if it is damage is reduced to zero, you can spend a key point and throw the missile back.
Ooh. That's pretty cool.
Beat your heart out.
Grab an arrow, like, chuck it back.
Take
the
that, Thor. Boom. Hammer right back. For 1d4 points. It said
arrow, not Mjolnir.
It says missiles.
He's saying, like, Thor.
Yeah, I know.
We catch a Trident 2 nuke. Throw it back.
Thor is hit for 1 point of damage. He looks unamused.
Yes. Okay, and then, what else about Arlen?
Arlen got some more spells, one first level and two second level spells, and he also got the ability to use meta magic, which is where he can expend sorcery points to make his spells have more damage or have more range.
So your sorcery points allow you to affect the actual spells themselves.
Yes.
Nice. That'll be fun to look at. And Bryce, tell us about Alistair. What happened with him?
So Alistair gained the divine magic that's always in his blood, raised to a level at which he can no longer be diseased, so he's no longer susceptible to disease.
You're just so pure that you can't even get sick anymore.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Is that by natural or magical or both means?
Immune to disease.
Oh, okay, cool.
He also, in a grove somewhere off away from everyone else, took his sacred oath of devotion, which gives him, it's much like the monk's specialties, it's an oath that shapes how the paladin will fight and what he will believe in. So the Oath of Devotion is like the knight in shining armor of paladins. Honesty, courage, compassion, those ideals. I gain turn undead ability with my channel divinity, as well as a sacred weapon ability. And then more things to come.
Does it educate you on the word of the beige?
No.
But your beige is much more golden now, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Darn. It's such light beige.
Sparkly beige.
I was thinking maybe your deity came down and gave you like a word of the beige calendar or something.
No. It's turning less beige. It's not nice.
Less beige.
You just told your god that beige, the color he chose for you is not nice.
Mm, You are now slowly turning pink.
Turning not beige.
Yeah, you're no longer beige, you're now burnt beige.
Neon beige.
Fuck beige.
What does neon beige look like?
Like neon beige.
Shiny beige.
You know what neon yellow looks like?
Okay, yeah. We're bringing this back to your fantasy in this game. So, you guys, at the end of this last session, you guys told me you didn't want to just go help Lowell storm the castle. You wanted to actually go and do some scouting for yourself. So I need to know how you want to do that. Are you going to Excalibarium Calice as the ambassadors that you started out with, or are you going to remove the heraldry from your horses and just ride into town as some sort of civilians? What are you going to do there?
Well, she's not looking for a investigative party. So long as we took the markings of the kingdom down that we came from, we should just be able to ride in as a pack of travelers.
Oh, yeah. Civilian route would probably be the better one.
Yeah.
At this point, there's no. I don't think there's any reason to try to get subterfuge involved. Just
no. Just go in.
Yeah, just ride
kind of
in.
Like, oh, what's
and this comes
on
from
here?
Shadow Girl over here. No, we don't need any.
Well, last time I tried, I tripped. So.
When you said that it was more of like a sneaky monk, I was like, weren't you
the one who tripped when you were sneaking up on the wall? This was before the scroll.
The Way of the Shadow. Friend? She was trying the Way of the Flare Gun and realized it wasn't the brightest idea.
The scroll disintegrated. Yeah. I was like, it disintegrated and like at the end it made like a sticking tongue out noise. It was like, no way you're falling.
Raspberry.
That's where no one got Way of the Open Palm.
Instead of howling, you got
the
back.
Yeah. Okay, but I assume we'll hop aboard our trusty steeds and head off toward the castle of question or the town of question. Is this correct? Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think that's what we were doing, old masterful DM.
Okay. So you're going to strip the heraldry from the horses and just ride in as
have
merchants
we had
or
a rest?
Or something?
As a traveling
horse. Yeah, yes, as travelers, because merchants, we would have to have something with us.
I don't know what Noan will do in this case, but I will do my best to try to make it seem like I'm less draconic than I really am. Put the cloak and cowl on and try not to stand up too much.
I don't care.
Okay.
Of course you don't.
I could do the minor illusion thing and make your face look
I could also
less
alter
you
self
have a tail?
Freaky.
I could use my fist to make your face look more freaky.
Do you have a tail on your tackling?
Yeah.
When you get like saddle sword, does it go all the way down to the tip?
Totally.
Wow. Ooh.
Okay. So you guys spend a few minutes and take the heraldry off the horses and stash it in Llewellyn's camp and mount up. And as you're preparing to go, Llewellyn appears with several of his men and gives a firm handshake to you and says, "Journey well, my friends, but let me tell you, you will see what I've told you is 100% accurate. And when you have seen this, please return to me. And let us right the wrongs that are going wrong in Excalibarium Calice."
You have our word on it.
And they step back and let you ride off into the forest. So you guys were about halfway through the Niger Saltus when you encountered Llewellyn's forces. So you'll be able to pull into Excalibarium Calice, the Black Forest, just about dusk. Interestingly enough, as you're going along the road, Bryce, you recognize the roadway. You come to a T, with the road diverges also up into the mountains to the southeast. And you get a little pang of homesickness because you know that this is the road to the monastery that you studied at for so many years.
I'm going to mention it.
And then, of course, you know, you've got to press on because you've still got a good 15 miles to make it to Excalibarium Calice. And as the sun is going down behind you across the Maria Arenosum, you come to Sentinel Hill. And this is a completely different experience than coming to Waterfall City. Sentinel Hill is aptly named, as it is a little knob of protuberance that sticks out into the Mare Nostrum, the Sea of Sand. And it borders right up against it. So you guys see just as far as the eye can see, off to the west and the northeast and the north, is nothing but a gigantic plain of sand. And wrapping around the far side of the town is a river that just rolls out into the desert and then just dies as it filters into the sand.
Wow.
It does protect that side of the town pretty effectively. The town itself, the very top of the knob, is a walled city with numerous towers and several gates. And below that, though, apparently the town has expanded enough that below that is a wooden palisade wall that occupies the entire southwestern part of the hill. And obviously newer ones, it's got wooden towers. Apparently they couldn't afford to build with stone there, so they end up having to just set wooden palisades. And then what's most interesting is on the backside of the hill, there is a set of dockworks that extend off into the sand. And as you're watching, coming right in there, a ship gliding on the sand pulls up and into the dockworks there and ties up. They seem to ride on skids right on top of the sand and sail just as a ship would on the ocean.
That's so cool.
It's
like evil sand.
Yeah.
Sentinel Hill and Nob on the Plains.
Okay, and you come riding up there. And as you see, the road goes up into the gatehouse of the original, older walled city. It looks like they're getting ready to close the gates for the night. You know, some of the guards are filing inside as dusk is setting in. They do hold the gates open for you, though. And you're allowed to ride in unchallenged.
How do the guards look?
They are a, you know, standard set. It's mostly humans. There are some half-elves. There are some halflings and some dwarves. One or two gnomes. A little more mixed group than you saw at Civitas Cataracta. They are all heavily armed. Each one is carrying some sort of a pole arm with also a sword and a dagger at their waist. Some of them are carrying maces instead of swords. But they look like they're ready for business.
Okay.
And as you ride up into the gates, into the main square in front of the keep, you guys see a series of hangman scaffolds set up. The two at the far end look to be ancient and weathered. However, there's about 10 of them next to them that seem to be made of all new pine work. The wood hasn't even had a chance to weather at this point in time. And four at the very end are all filled with people. There's a crowd around it watching the proceedings. And you see a guy saying, "For seditious activities against the barony, the pronouncement is death." Apparently you guys came in right at the end of whatever was going on, and the hangmen just pull the levers and the platforms drop out. And this isn't the kind of hanging that we have these days, where the noose is designed to break the person's neck. This is the old medieval style of hanging, where they just dangle strangling from the ropes until their, you know, fits become limp and the bodies go quiet. It's a little disquieting to watch as you're dropping by. And you find yourselves in the main square right in front of the keep. And you notice that just downhill from the keep there are some sort of a business district. You feel you can probably find an inn or two there.
Is there any way we can ask any gathered crowds what happened?
Oh, I'm sure you could pull somebody aside.
Okay, so
think anyone. In this case it might be better for one of you to handle this.
Yes.
I'm sure no one's earned a few.
I'll ask one of the bystanders what his crime was, or their crime was.
The bystander takes a look at you and then just finds something more important for them to do. They just kind of hustle off. You get roll me an insight check.
Nice.
Five?
Okay. You're just kind of a little puzzled.
Okay.
I could intimidate someone.
No. You can just keep your cloak on.
He would be great at intimidating people.
I have a charisma of 15.
Way better than mine.
I get off my horse and I am.
Your high horse?
Oh, you beat me to it.
And I ask another bystander what happened.
They look at you and roll me another insight check for you.
13.
13? You actually get a flash of fear in their expression. And then they say, I've got to go and take off.
Hmm.
These are just random people?
Yeah, just
are there are guards nearby?
Yeah, there's guards all over the place. You kind of actually, now that you take a look around, it seems there's an abnormal number of guards that seem to be just everywhere.
Hmm.
Are they, like, really keeping an eye on everything, or are they just stoic?
They seem to be watching like a hawk.
Okay.
Let's go find an inn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if we ply someone with enough ale, that will loosen their tongue. Or I could loosen it for them.
No, no.
Or let's
not.
You
get to keep your cloak on. That's what you get to do.
You're boring. I don't want to die.
Direct the steed toward the
business
district. Yes.
And in a short amount of time, you actually notice that there's definitely a couple of signboards out that look to be inns. There's the flying pennant that shows one of the sand ships with a large flag flying from the top of it. There's a galloping steed. It has, a large horse so far. Most of them seem to be about the same, two, three-story buildings, all wood construction. Seem to be in good shape, good repair.
Are there any ones that have more people than others?
They all seem to be pretty... well staffed at this point in
mostly
time.
Evil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
as far as
horse.
People.
The people in the flying pennant seem to be slightly more ruffians. Perhaps actually it caters to the shipborne traffic and the sailors.
Okay.
Let's
so less people that are natives to the city?
Well, you can't really tell. You've not been in the city long.
Okay.
Let's go to the horse thing.
I think, we need to. Stable these before we take care of anything else.
Okay. So you ride up to the horse thing.
The horse thing. I don't know.
Stable.
And
I think he meant the horse.
The
inn,
horse
but,
parking
yeah,
lot.
He meant the
horse,
inn.
The horse parking lot.
Yeah.
And
please deposit a copy for the first 5 minutes.
There's actually a counter right as you come in the door. Not like in front of you, but to the side. Apparently that's where the bar is and all that. And someone notices you and can I help you?
Like a room.
For just yourself?
No, well, for our party.
How many in your party?
5.
Okay, very good. Stabling for horses, yes, no?
Yes.
Okay. And he whistles and a couple of boys hop out from the back and come running forward and he says, stabling for 5. And then he turns to a gal next to him and says, and we need rooms for 5. I'm afraid we've only got single rooms. Would that be all right for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good, very good.
Preferred.
Rooms are 1 silver for a night. Are you here for 1 night or more than one?
Open an indefinite amount of time.
One for now.
One, yes.
Okay. Very good. You guys put down a silver for then?
Mm-hmm. I'll take it out of everyone's dragon loot because I just realized we haven't split that up yet.
Okay.
That'll work.
So money bag is there. We'll just shell out for all of you.
Daddy beige bucks.
He says, "Have
it's
you?"
It's not a silver piece. It's a beige piece.
Don't ask why it's beige. a little too close to the rear quarters.
He says, have you eaten today, or will you be needing dinner?
Dinner.
Dinner.
Yeah. Very good. Well, yes, we are in full swing. Dinner will be right down here, and anytime you want it, just come on back down. And he counts out 5 keys and hands them to you.
Are they consecutive?
They aren't, but they're really close. I mean, okay. There's like 1 or 2 in between, so you've got like rooms 2, 3, you know, 6, 7, and 9.
Okay.
And, you know, odd ones are on one side and even ones on the other. So they're real close together.
Okay.
I want 3.
Of course you do.
So are you guys going to go upstairs and the fighters will take off all their armor and equipment?
Actually, yeah. After the last place we were in, I'm going to keep my gear on.
Well, that doesn't really apply to me anyway, so.
I just keep on
What time of the day is it?
It is after dusk now. It's gotten to be full dark.
Considering
apparently the execution was set for sunset.
Considering the stories about the Baroness, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep my armor.
Yeah, same. I will avail myself.
And actually, as you look around, you notice that people seem to, you know, those that apparently have armor have kept it on.
Yeah.
And people are all walking around, you know, well-armed.
I'm going to keep my quarterstaff as like a walking stick kind of thing.
Going to find the all-you-can-eat buffet and start all-I-can-eat.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to drop anything in your rooms before you go down to dinner?
No.
I'll drop my like adventurer's pack. Not gonna carry that around.
Yeah, the rooms are nice. They're you know, nothing special but functional for what you need. It's got a bed and a wash basin and a chamber pot. So
chamber pot.
Does it have a chamber of automatic food warming?
Unfortunately no.
I'm gonna turn my ring invisible.
My pack in my room, I'm going to put it somewhere where it's not super obvious.
Under the bed or something?
Yeah. Like tucked away.
Yeah.
Maybe like up in the mattress if that's possible.
Or like in the pillow.
Yeah, somewhere where it's not like on the bed.
Sounds good.
Being lethal on the room.
And when you come down to dinner, they have whatever you would like to have, you know, similar to as before. They've got stews and roasts. They've got hot cereals and they've got cold meats. Vegetables of all sorts, whatever you want.
Just load up and play with a variety of stuff, sit down to eat.
Yeah.
I'll take a stew.
Stew sounds
good. Very good. And it comes with whatever drink you want. They've got water and ale and wine. And
water.
Yeah.
Cold.
Chicken, not stirred.
Water, so, chicken, not stirred.
your food arrives in good order, and it's a pretty full company, actually. Most of the folks here, a lot of them are human, but like I said, there's a few half-elves, and,
is anybody drinking heavily?
There are a group of what look like, merchants, judging by their fine robes, at the next table over, and they have about 3 mugs in front of them, 2 of which are empty.
One or two of us should go over there and try to get something out of them.
I vote angry.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that Nolan or myself.
No, you guys should just stay.
You
where
do that.
Right. Yeah, we should.
Okay.
We'll go up and start a discussion.
I assume people are staring at me as I stare at my plate of extremely rare meat that I had ordered, perhaps expecting me to tear it into it with my fanged maw, but no, I delicately cut into it with a fork and knife.
Keep your pinky out.
Note for Bryce there.
I do. Keep my pinky out.
I don't even know where to start on that.
So, when we're finished with our...
Keep my head.
Or whatever.
You're finished.
Do I have that helm? No, I wouldn't be having... I wouldn't have a helm on. I'll take a seat with my back to them.
Okay.
All right. You're back to who? To the merchants?
No.
Back to
you don't know. You haven't noticed. You're working your way over to the drunk
merchant. To the pile of
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he just
the
said them. The
cat curl.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go up to the drunkard merchant dudes.
People.
Yeah. All right.
And by old town, you mean like the old town?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
yeah,
so
back to them.
I suppose we'll sit near them and eavesdrop for...
No,
moment or two. Is there any what discussion is being?
You basically one of them is a older dwarf, and And he says, I'm telling you, it's good for business. May not be desirable, but from our standpoint, it's just fine. The other one, who's kind of a little bloodshot, red-rimmed eyes, and says, I'm telling you, it's just not right. It's just not right. And the old dwarf says, ah, shut your trap. Have another drink. And he signals the bar, and another set of mugs come over to them.
Okay. Suppose jump into the conversation saying, gentlemen, what is this? No, I don't know about the gentleman part, but...
gentle person.
They're in fine robes. So,
yes, okay, yeah, okay.
Why not?
What are these business ventures you're discussing?
Roll me a diplomacy check. See how that goes.
What would that be?
Insight? Or
it's a persuasion,
yeah.
Okay.
Persuasion.
That would be 13.
Okay. He kind of swivels around. His eyes barely focus on you. He says, aye, lassie. Oh, well, we were just talking about the state of affairs in this town. The Baroness, she's keeping a lid on things, and we think we can profit by that. Are you here to trade as well?
Yes.
Ah, what are you trading in?
Not important. What is it you trade in?
Oh, fine fabrics. Foodstuffs. Everything that the high-class person might possibly want.
Do you happen to sell to the Baroness herself?
I think some of the goods we have go up to the keep, yeah.
Good to know. Where are you stationed?
Oh, we're mainly coming out of Fairmonts, across the Marianosum. We got a ship coming in later today. We're going to take off tomorrow. Made these new contracts. I hope you can do as well. What did you say you were going to sell here?
What contracts are you talking about?
Oh, for our goods, of course.
Who did you make them with?
Oh, the various shops around here. And like I said, a few of them, we actually have them going up to the keep.
We happen to sell in fabrics too, my friends and I.
Oh, competition, eh? Maybe we shouldn't talk to them. And he kind of winks to the rest of the guys at the table and they all start laughing.
Okay. Is there any way we may discuss business ventures with you as well?
Ah, what would you like to discuss?
Just any information about this town that you can give us,
what
the populace is like here. And
I can see you're new with this, lassie. I'm more than happy to help out. Let me tell you, down the street here, there's a couple of traders, not too sharp. You can wring a fair bit of coin out of them. They have no idea what they're buying. You can sell them sackcloth and tell them it's fine silk. But don't go into the gold thimble. The proprietor there, he's sharp as a tack. He's sharp as his own needles. He almost took us for a ringing. Definitely go to the other ones. And stay away from the keep. The seneschal there, very hard man. He wouldn't even deal with the likes of you. He barely dealt with the likes of us. And we've got a reputation in this town for the finest goods.
Thank you. I'll return to my table.
They give you a friendly wave and go back to their fourth set of drinks.
I may or may not have taken one of your seats.
Oh, sorry. Or I'll just push you off if you don't take my seat.
I'll rotate my chair to continue facing the same direction, though.
Okay, so what are you going to tell the group when you get back there? Not that they couldn't overhear most of it.
Or at least overhear the answers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let them know that there's dangers about the keep or whatever.
Whoa, there are dangers in the
keep.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You are an expert intelligence gatherer.
Yes,
I think
yes,
you missed
yes.
your calling.
What happened, stuff?
There's...
Talk to somebody.
There was warnings about going towards the keep and general business discussion. They said they came from across the sand sea, though. So,
yeah.
As much intelligence as they know about the town is not a lot, so, presumably.
Mm. Yeah, you probably would have to talk to some of the locals if you
yeah,
want to find out
yeah,
what's
yeah.
really happening in town. The traders in the tavern, probably not so much.
Yes.
What's about the population of this town? About?
It's definitely in the thousands, low thousands, which places it about, you know, half or a quarter of what you saw at Waterfall City. It's definitely one of these smaller of the baronial holdouts.
But is it?
And although, you know, you also get the feeling that a lot of the population is spread out in the fields and the land surrounding it.
So the city itself isn't super
right.
dense.
And like I said, you know, half of it, the newer half, has even got a wooden palisade wall. So, I mean, that's not even, covered, you know, ringed in stone. So
Is this a trade city or?
Well, Llewellyn talked about docking fees. And you guys now know where those things are. Apparently, ships come back and forth across the Mare Anosum and port here at the... town itself. So certainly a good amount of, and then obviously anybody that's going from Civitas Cataracta to, points to the east would have to go through here. So it was definitely a major stop on anybody's trip.
I'm thinking if there was a torque trade, it would have to come in on one of those boats unless... You know, it's a root, an elven root, and it's not growing here.
Well, they mentioned that it the torque grows well in the wetlands by the river here.
And also, it was in a crate. What was in the crate, do you know?
Whatever was in the crate was missing.
Wasn't it? It was probably like ale or food or something.
Probably
it was
food.
It was the false bottom that was important.
Yeah. Is there any way we would be able to go down to the docks and investigate one of the ships?
I'm sure you could go down the docks all you want.
Okay. But investigating one of the ships.
That would require a level of skill.
Yeah.
If you give it a try. Certainly at this point in time, it's dark. And even the water gates, or in this case, sand gates, are closed.
Okay.
For the night. But first thing in the morning, you could go down to the docks if you wanted to.
Okay. Do you guys want to try that, or do you want to listen around at the... In the end, a little bit longer.
Let's listen in, see what gossip we can get. Could even take a walk at night.
Are people like talking, or is it more of a kind of a quiet mumbling and eyes down?
There seems to be. Well, I wouldn't call it high spirits in the great room here, but certainly, I mean, people are talking. Seems a little more guarded than, you know, places you've been before. But actually, everybody, give for me a perception check.
Passive perception?
Just regular perception.
18.
18.
7.
4.
21. It's the cloak. It's covering
you. Okay, so Alistair and Adria, you catch a couple of people in the corner opposite or to your left, and you just, all you caught was just a little snippet of conversation. And someone just over the table just basically says, "I tell you, he didn't do it. He didn't deserve that fate." And that's about all you hear from there before the wave of the room's conversation washes over.
I'm going to head over there.
The dragonborn?
Mm-hmm. I heard it.
You did? Oh,
yeah. I heard you.
Yeah, you had the 21.
Okay, yeah. So you're just going to pick up and just plop down their table, or what?
Well, I'm going to grab a round of beverages for how many people are sitting at that table and just... Kind of sit down next to him and put the bladder in front of the person I think might have said that.
So yeah, there's four people at the table. They're not dressed very finely. They look like they may just be locals.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they look a little bit draggled. You notice their clothes are a little threadbare, a little bit worn. And each of them is drinking what looks like wine out of a flask. Mm-hmm. And they have a bottle on the table. So just going to grab another bottle.
Yeah.
Okay. The proprietor asked for a silver for a bottle.
Which I give him. From the dragon horde.
Yeah.
From your...
So you
there's
just...
only one left to give to everyone because we spent the other...
Five.
We started out with 14 silver. We
awesome.
Spent five. Now we have 9.
No, we have 8.
Okay.
And so you're just going to go up there and plop it down in the middle?
No, just sit down nicely and then just sit down next to him.
And what are you going to advance the bottle? What are you going to do?
Just, you know, offer it to the first person next to me.
And what are you going to say?
Dark events have taken place when I arrived here.
Well, they take a look at you and just everybody goes quiet.
And I know, I have a skin condition.
After a few moments there saying, yes, can we help you?
You should stick your forked tongue out at him.
It's unusual in this day and age to see quite so many hangings at once.
And one of the people opposite you basically says, not so as usual as you might think, and the other people just kind of shush, 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 shush.
Glance at him, say, true, but normally I would imagine that that many deaths so quickly would have created quite a newsworthy event from bard to bard or city to city, yet walking up here was just walking into any other town, and except for having such a recently constructed gallows, seems that justice took place rather swiftly.
Immediately, the guy says, and once again, everyone goes, shush, 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 shush. And maybe the ringleader of the group, a tall human gal with about waist-length red hair. Listen, obviously you're not from around here. And she just kind of waves her hand up and down at you as if to say, you 6'8" tall dragon creature, you. You know, things are best left unsaid. Maybe you should take your wine to the next table over.
Perhaps, but it's said amongst the clergy that confession can be good for the soul. And at least one of you appears to have a heavy heart wishing to be unburdened.
Are you going to bring out your holy symbol when you say that, or what?
Yes.
Oh, okay, roll it for me, diplomacy check.
Which is persuasion.
Persuasion, yeah.
Well, my big toothy grin isn't enough. I'm a very good-looking dragonborn for being carved up like a turkey. I heard that.
The
dragonborn with a negative one bonus to charisma is going to roll a persuasion and gets a 2 total.
Oh, yeah. Dear Lord.
Well, they're stringing up another rope. Good job.
So, they kind of look at your holy symbol. But the gal says, I really think you should go to the table there. And she just kind of rotates her shoulder in your direction as if the conversation's over. So what are you doing?
No need to be rude. If you wish to speak to somebody else, and head motion toward the other clergy-like person nearby.
Me?
So the
well, thank you for volunteering.
The human whale, human male. That's our new were monster. You know, being tactful leadership. No, the human male next to her just puts his hand on your forearm and said, "Listen, friend, you're not from around here. You don't know what's going on. There are things best left unsaid if you want to keep your head on your shoulders. I think you ought to go to your table. I wouldn't want to have something bad happen to you." And he kind of scans around the room as if looking for, you know, somebody listening in or something.
Okay, we'll drop my cowl so he can take a really clear look at my face. So, as you can see, I'm used to bad things happening to me, but I will take your advice. If you should have a change of heart, I cannot pronounce that clerical deity's name. What is it?
Dynek.
Dynek?
Yeah.
Dynek is always willing to listen to a soul needing to be unburdened. And I get up and I leave.
Put the hood back on.
Put the hood back on and go sit down.
Okay. And what else do you guys want to try to do?
Not do anything with charisma-based skills.
Well, you know, I could intimidate them, but no, I can't.
Don't intimidate anybody.
I'm going to go upstairs to my room as soon as is physically possible. Like, right, pretty much as soon as he gets back.
Okay.
I'll be gone.
Okay, so you leave the table and head upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Are there any other
pointedly,
groups that are
not looking in the direction of these guys?
Okay.
Are there any other groups that are
There's
seem to be
various
discussing
groups around, but nothing else
nothing,
catches your attention.
Okay.
Although no everybody except for Alistair, give me a perception roll.
Wow.
19.
18.
12.
So the monks, you guys noticed that about 5 minutes after paladin goes upstairs, the table next to yours with the locals kind of clears out, except for the one blabbermouth who seems to be nursing his ale, and or wine in this case, and You see him just quietly, you know, get up from the table, and when no one's looking, goes upstairs.
I'm going to follow him.
I'm going to follow her following him.
I'm going to follow him following her following him.
So you're going to bed.
So we just have like a train going
up the stairs. We set up the conga.
I set my hands on his shoulders.
Give me a stealth roll.
No, not a stealth roll.
It's actually one of my highest skills. So,
so the dragon rising spell.
Okay,
on his feet.
So you gently tiptoe up the stairs and you peek around the corner and you find the human male gently knocking at Alistair's door. Alistair, you get a knock at your door.
Open. Hello?
It's the blabbermouth guy from the table that the Dragonborn tried to talk to.
Yes?
He says. And he's slurring his words a little bit. You know, he said, your friend said that the Dynek would want to hear confession.
Mm-hmm. Yes, come in, come in.
And he kind of comes in and sits down, and he says,
"Can I? Am I within earshot for this?"
You can sneak up to the door and put your ear against the door.
Okay, okay.
Give me a perception check to see how well you hear it through the door.
Okay.
Nice.
20.
No, natural.
Okay, so you basically, you know, take your shot glass out and put it up against the door. And
the shot glass.
And you can hear this quite plainly. He says,
"Shot glass."
He says, things aren't good here. You should leave. The whole place is one giant den of listening ears and hanging ropes. If anybody says even the slightest thing against the Baroness, you know, the next day they're in her dungeons and the following day they're on the scaffold. I think you guys may, if you don't keep your trap shut, will end up falling afoul of the Baroness's secret service.
This what you wish to tell me?
Yes. It's, you know, bad stuff's happening all over the place. If any blessing that Dynek can give us, any hope we can have for the future, we'd desperately love it.
Do I know where the staging area is for the... don't remember his name.
Llewellyn?
Yeah.
You guys were just going to meet him back in the forest. Back where you came from.
And probably, okay.
We could have already attacked the city, but no.
Shut up, Nan.
No, you guys aren't there. Let the scene play out.
You can't hear what's happening.
No, I'm telling you out of character. Let the scene play out.
I was talking to him.
We will be on our guard. And hopefully, within the next few weeks, something will happen. For the good.
He is. I'm glad to hear that, because enough bad has happened. And he actually gets down on his knees in front of you and kind of holds his hands up in supplication and bows his head. He said, any prayer you can offer, I'm willing to take. So you're going to hold your hand out and bless him under the name of Dynek and offer him a prayer to healing. And
there's a strange sort of kind of beige-ish light going around, but it's mostly gold.
Kind of beige.
Kind of beige, but kind mostly, beige, gold. Mostly gold.
It's like a strobe of gold and beige.
If you think about it, Dynek is a vampire. Think about it.
What?
Dying on neck. Can he?
Dying.
Is there a possibility he can trip and fall down the stairs if he's behind me?
Well, he's actually right behind you. You can feel his breath on your neck.
Well, you
look around, and Noan and Arlen are kind of peeking around the corner. Like,
well, I mean, if you wanted to, you could just like roll like a 2 on your stealth check and fall back onto them. I'm gonna enter my room.
Okay, so Arlen gets up, walks down the hall, and goes into his room. About that same time, you hear the human in the room with Alistair get up and it sounds like he's coming for the door that you're listening at.
Okay, so I'll move out of the way.
And then I'll
move out of the way like I'm walking to my room or something.
Go enter your room as well.
Yes.
And no one? Back downstairs or to your room?
I'm going back downstairs.
Okay. So the two of you are sitting at the table there. You're getting a lot of strange glances, as you can imagine.
I'm doing calligraphy.
More strange glances.
More strange glances, yeah.
Start crocheting.
Yeah, that was my middle.
Lovely shawl.
The pinky eating your raw steak.
you do notice the human that went to see Alistair kind of appears at the base of the stairs and kind of nervously glances around the room and then just does that little sideways shuffle out the door and into the night. So one by one, the bar patrons retire to their rooms as well. Do you guys want to take off fairly soon, or are you going to be some of the last people to go? What are you going to do?
I'm going to be one of the last.
I didn't say I went to my room. I said I was going to walk out. Like,
so you're going
to
go back down and
join? Yeah, I'm going to go back downstairs. Okay.
And Arlen and Alistair, are you going to stay in your rooms or go back down?
Yeah, I'm just going to stay in my room.
I'm not going to go back down.
Okay. So the three of you are down there at the room. The fire in the hearth burns low, gives the room kind of a dim red light. And, you know, you guys find yourselves with one of the last tables. One of the barmaids comes up and says, anything more for you? Anything more before we close up?
Hot tea.
Cream and sugar.
She says, yes, and anything else for you two?
I'm all right.
You, she says, kind of quavering as she looks at your figure there, Gwenneville.
Snatch me out of reverie and show her the broken piece of metal in my hand. Have you ever seen something like this before?
No. Is it your holy symbol?
No, not this one. This is more of a mystery to me.
Well, I've never seen anything like it.
Thank you. Sorry, just lost in thought.
Did you want anything before we close up?
No, thank you. I appreciate you coming up and asking, though.
Okay, so she brings you your drinks.
I'll give her two separate pieces.
And thank you, miss. And
she steals back one.
She
yeah.
goes back into the bar. You can hear the sound of them, you know, clanking and cleaning everything. The tea, actually, Noan, is very nicely nuanced. It's a green
nuanced.
Tea.
Yeah.
It's nuanced.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
And you find yourself sitting alone in the... Occasionally, from time to time, one of the staff shows up to go get something else from one of the tables or clean the table down or something like that. So the fire is burning down. You're getting more light from the candles than you are from the fireplace now.
All right. I'll leave a silver on the thing and go up to my room.
Well, the tea had no wants in it, so...
Yeah.
And the two of you are down there. Are you guys going to retire to your rooms as well?
Yeah, once I've shaken, now the waitress has shaken me on my own personal reverie, I'll just head back up the stairs to rest and prepare for the next day.
Okay. Very good. Okay, next day dawns, and you guys get a chance to get a look at the town a little more through your windows. Everyone roll for me perception.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that was painful.
19.
17.
Oh, 4.
12. 3.
Oh, at least I did better.
I also use this perception check to look for the half-elves from last night?
No, you're looking out your window. So, I mean,
for half-elves from last night.
You don't see any of that group of half-elves. So the left side of the table, Gwenneville and Noan, you guys notice that there's no life in a couple of the houses on the street. And, you know, like, they're just people aren't living there. It just seems off. It seems like a street like this should, you know, busy as it is, should, you know, be completely booked and completely rented out. So,
Go downstairs to see if anybody's there.
There are a bunch of folks, early risers, all seem to be having some sort of porridge or... some sort of, you know, hot cereal for breakfast. Coffee's in the air.
Coffee with no ones?
Yes.
Ask the waitress. I could not help notice after my morning prayer, as I was gazing upon the sights of the city, it sure seems awful lonely outside. As if nothing there to bring happiness. Quite singular.
She says, "Oh, I'm sure it's just a figment of your imagination. Everybody here is happy. We have security. What could be better?
Yeah, no, there's... But there's no life.
Oh, there's always life. Would you like breakfast?
Oh my gosh.
Deception check is a 2.
Everything is cool. Everything.
Is there something you need to tell me, child? There's. You seem scared.
Roll me a persuasion check.
God, I hate you so much. Because this works so well for the...
That you should stop trying to talk to the human folk. This.
14.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's not
That
awful.
Was a pity check.
Yeah. You would know all about the pity checks.
I would not.
She actually pulls you to the side where, like, no one can see what she's saying and you're out of earshot. And she just... I mean, she pulls your hood down so that you're down on her level and she says... One shouldn't speak too loudly.
She shouts.
And then in a very overly loud voice, and she says, and what would you like for breakfast?
Ham steak.
Oh, excellent choice. Will the rest of your party be joining you?
In their own time, I would imagine.
And to drink?
Coffee.
And a few minutes later, a huge slab of ham actually shows up with a side of potatoes and coffee to spare. A big mug of it. And it's actually very delicious. Mm. They did an extra good job.
Eat quickly. I want to just step outside and kind of see if I can observe anything else. Just whatever's making me think something's off, see if I can kind of narrow in on it just by looking around.
You go outside, and there are the usual traffic, carts going up and down, people going back and forth. You see the group of merchants from last night heading off in the direction of the docks. Mm-hmm. And the same thing that set you off before sets you off now, though. There's a couple of 3 buildings across the street on a street that you think should be fully patronized, and the windows are dark.
We'll look into them.
They are... You know, fully furnished as if someone's living there, but you notice a fine layer of dust on everything, like no one's been in that building for days.
Is it the same with all the other ones I look at?
Yes. And even more so in the case of some of those.
Is there a...
In just about that time, all of a sudden, you realize that there's a set of guards standing next to you. Mm-hmm. And the biggest one of the groups is, okay, move along, citizen, move along. There's nothing to be seen in these buildings.
Well, obviously, but my name is Gorenball. I am a proprietor of property, and this site is currently unoccupied. I would wonder, where would I inquire upon purchasing land within this city if it was available?
It says, this property's been seized by the Baroness. You can talk to her Seneschal if you wish to rent it out. Now move along.
And which one of you is named Seneschal?
The Seneschal is the person in charge in the keep.
Very well, then. Thank you, sir.
And they just sort of stare at you until you...
Stand back, and I would go back, but you're actually standing in my way.
They politely move out to the center of the road and stare at you some more.
A holy blessing, and off I go.
Okay.
You know, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're getting watched from all sides.
Yeah, the guy with the healing spells is going to die.
Good point.
Great spell sacrifice.
Not right away. I will take
a
whole
take a long jump.
Most healing spells have a verbal aspect, which is rather difficult when you're wind.
Hey, be happy I'm off of wood. I have a fully other
idea. I
mean,
I could do lay on hands, just
one
like
hit
this
point
every
second.
One hit point. Just
it's really
saving
hard
myself
when
from
you're
dying.
Getting choked to death.
Yeah.
You're getting washed from, like...
I'm going to go back into the inn and wait for whoever wakes up first to come down.
No, as you go back in, you find the whole rest of the group's down there enjoying ham steaks and coffee.
The rest of your ham steaks.
Not drawing attention to ourselves.
I left my ham steak, so therefore it is mine.
You finish your ham steak with gusto earlier.
Yes. Sit down next to him. It is odd. While I'm not used to... In recent memory, not used to large amounts. There seems to be quite a few empty buildings where there should be business. And by empty, I mean there is noticeable dust upon everything.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, apparently the Seneschal would be the one to speak with, but the Baroness seemed to have claimed quite a few more people than perhaps the way we saw when we came in.
It seems that our friend in the... This is quietly. It seems our friend in the forest was completely right.
Yes, but even with all the numbers we saw there, they would not stand a chance against them. Just even the average guardsman. Do you not notice? They are quite literally everywhere.
Hmm.
This is more than just a city guard here.
There's something bigger going on.
If only we had something, let's say, a baby black dragon to help us.
We might have had you not killed it.
Actually, she killed it.
I actually killed it.
She punched it and its face cracked and it looked at her with helpless eyes before it died.
But don't feel guilty about that.
I really don't.
It did try to eat her.
Yeah.
This depressing moment was brought to you by Noan. Noan, depressing people since the day he was born.
Woo!
I'm proud of it, Scar Boy.
Okay, and while you are pondering that, we are going to stop for now. To admit that when we started this game, I didn't expect the players to choose any of the exotic races. Certainly not a dragonborn and a tiefling. And makes it a little bit of a problem when you get to situations like this where you're trying not to be noticed and you have the two singular people in the entire world. It kind of reminds me of one of the games I was listening to where the Goliath and the dwarf and the dragonborn and the warforged all tried to sneak into the elven town. Yeah, like that was going to work. Incidentally, if you're interested in where I'm getting my whole idea from here, just look up any of the South American juntas from the 1970s, and that's pretty much where my inspirational material comes from. But back to our characters, they seem like they're beginning to attract a little too much attention, asking a few too many questions. What's going to happen with that? We'll just have to wait till the next episode to find out.
Until then, email us at relicofthepastpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us at Relic of the Past on Twitter and Relic of the Past Podcast on Facebook. And thank you for playing in the world that lives inside my head.